Today is the 30th Sunday of the year of the ordinary time. The gospel is taken from the narrative of St. Matthew chapter 22, when the Pharisees approach Jesus asking him for an interpretation of the law. Specifically, they ask him, which commandment of the law is the greatest? Of course, you can remember they approach him not with sincerity of heart, but somehow, I guess, for the Lord to confirm them in their ideology, to allow the Lord, or to force the Lord to tell them, okay, yes, what you say is right. But they were not open to God's interpretation. After all, God, remember, is the author of the law, of the scripture, not us. So we cannot take the scripture from God and tell God, have the insolence of telling God, hey, you, God, what you say is this and that. No. We have to bow our head with humility of heart and approach God, approach the mountain of the Lord, and ask him, please explain to us this parable, explain to us this passage of the scripture, and then to take it and to make it our own. We cannot impose on God our own view of things, only to implore from him light from God, in order to approach the challenges of our life. Of course, we have to decide. We have to decide about our life ultimately and always, but we have to be illumined by the truth which comes from God, not from the darkness of opinion of our own. The Lord answered them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second, he continued, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The Lord was actually quoting the scripture, not in a single paragraph, but the Lord puts together two things of the scripture. First, the commandment of love. Second, in other parts of the scripture, the commandment of love of neighbor. So you see how the Lord does not take one part of the scripture, reads it as he wishes, in contradiction with other passages of the scripture, this is what some people do sometimes, outside the church, of course. Outside the church, well, they stick to one phrase, one verse of the scripture, and make it extensive, absolutely, even when they see it is in contradiction with others. Therefore, there had to be a discernment. What does it mean exactly? Because we know that God cannot contradict himself. So there must have been some harmony between these two passages. But what is that harmony? Well, this is the humility that we have to approach God with. You see here that the Lord puts the love of God above everything, above love of neighbor. He does not say, well, love of neighbor is secondary in the sense of, no, he says that what we all know. If you love God, you have to love the children of God. That's why in the Lord's Prayer, we say, our Father. We don't say, my Father. because we have to realize first that God is Father. Actually, it isn't so. It doesn't say our Father. Actually, what the Lord says is Father of ours. But in English, you cannot say. But in Spanish, in many other languages, you say Padre Nuestro. In French, no. In French, you say Notre Père. First, ours. In Tagalog, correct. Ama namin. Father of ours. Meaning that first is God our Father and follows, but we all are children of this Father. So the love of God leads us to love the others. And loving the others, we have to keep in mind that is because we are children of God. Some people preach and proclaim some sort of, they call it philanthropy, that is, understanding with people without considering that God is our Father, something purely human, something among us, no, but no reference with anything superior. We know how often this fails and becomes, well, nothing. Nothing. Dry lips carried away by the wind. Love of God, love of neighbor. You see how the Lord declares this with all solemnity, that the first thing for a human being, the most important thing, he emphasizes, what gives meaning to the rest, to everything we do, is the love of God. No affection, no thought, no action of ours can remain against the love of God, outside God, independent from God, because He has created us, He has elevated us to the supernatural order, our body and our soul. So therefore, we have to render back to God that love, which is supernatural with the soul, but is also human, material, with the body. That's why we kneel before God, or we bow our head. That's why we visit Him, materially speaking, not intellectually speaking, in the Blessed Sacrament. That's why He, not us, He decided to come to us by allowing us to eat Him, to put it this way. He could have said, well, communion, just think of me, as many Protestants do. Just consider me and that's it. No, He wanted to come to us, body and soul, in this Eucharist we are about to attend, to offer rather, to offer. We just not attend, we offer the sacrifice, all of us, you and me. We have to love God. We have to serve Him in this life. If we want afterward to resurrect with Him, to continue loving Him perfectly then, and enjoy of Him with a happiness that not human mind can describe forever, for eternity. But mind you, He says, with all your heart. The love of God is very demanding. Why? Because He's infinite, and everything you have comes from Him. He's not happy just you paying attention to Him somehow, from time to time, or in a limited manner. No, He says everything. And how can I love Him? Should I leave everything behind? Not quite. Actually, what the Lord wants is for you to bring everything to Him when He is elevated in the cross, when He is. All of us have to bring everything to the foot of the cross. He says, Omnia tram ad me ipsum. I will attract to me everything. So we are in this world to make it more human, to make it more divine. Not by violence, but by love. This is our role in this world. But to him, we have to love with all our strength and to love the other as Jesus loved them. How is my love of God? Do I put him above every other thing? How do I mind my neighbor? Do I love my neighbor? The persons around you as Jesus loved them in a supernatural manner, as a participation of the love of God. I love the others, you should think, as God loves me, without limit, serving, with sincerity of life, with simplicity. We can never think, I love enough. If we put a limit, if we put a line, our charity would be beginning to die. Why? Because our love is human love, and human love by itself is totality. If a man would tell her wife, I will love you on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but the rest of the week I have so many things to do, so many persons to love, that I will necessarily forget about you. So don't call me, don't think of me, because I will not be there. That person, we have to begin thinking, that's not really love his wife, because he has begun to put limits to his love. We have to say, the more I love God, the more I feel in debt to him. It's true. The more we love God, we have to think, I should love him even more. That's what the saints did. We have to go after more, to reach out more. In the love of God, the love of neighbor. These two precepts are not two, but one. One. That's where the Lord puts them together. Because it would be impossible to live them separately. Love of God, love of neighbor. And the love of neighbor is the sign of authenticity in the love of God. You really love God when we have concern for our neighbor, manifested in many things, act of service, sincerity, concern to bring them closer to God. Ask yourself, when was the last time I had nice conversation with this friend of mine, with the other, helping that person to get closer to God without sounding preachy. No, very normal, very with simplicity. So you see, it is the test. If we have the love of God in us, we'll be reproducing the life of Christ in us. Because after all, he came to us. He came to this world and became man to give glory to his Father God as an expression of his love for his Father God, of his obedience to his Father God, obedient until death and death on the cross. This is the point. So let's continue. Family life, work, living with the others. There, where you find yourself, you should find a great number of opportunity to be charitable to the others, to be serene, to be patient, to say a word of help to this person, to the others. Love of neighbor doesn't mean, well, I will not bother them. No, that's the beginning. You cannot say, well, I don't hurt anyone, I don't insult anyone, I avoid confrontation with the others. Good, but this is the beginning. You have to build charity. Charity in a positive manner, not just avoiding, but adding to it. Remember what Carlo Acutis said. Charity is not avoiding simply. Charity is adding. It's not a subtraction, but an addition. An addition. And adding love in your life. Adding God in your life. And thus you will be divinized, like our Mother the Virgin, who received the Word of God in her most pure womb. Thank you.